My name is Emily, and with me today is Ted, owner of Loretta, located in Newburyport, Mass. So thank you for speaking with me today. This interview is meant to collect personal experience of restaurants during the pandemic for a digital archive about people's lives under COVID. This is part of a larger project called the COVID-19 Archive, based on Suffolk Smokely Archive and Institution. Your story will support my project for digital history, and it will also contribute to history as a whole. So it's okay that I record and then post this on the COVID-19 Archive?
Yes.
Perfect. So thank you. So what have you had to adjust in the restaurant since the pandemic hit?
Boy, just about everything. We had to adjust our staff. We had to adjust the way that we served people. We had to adjust to, at first, not having any indoor dining. We had to adjust in that our takeout and delivery business became a very big part of our business. We had to adjust our safety in the way that we approached people and the way that they were approached and the way we allowed them to approach us. Specifically, we have to wear masks all the time, and there have been, it's been very dynamic in how it's changed for us, you know, over time. In fact, it still continues to change with great regularity. I don't think that there have been, you know, more than a few weeks or a month where we haven't had changes in the way that we had to do things. Outdoor dining became a very important part of our business. Takeout went from being a negligible part of our business to a major part of our business, if not the major part of our business. We have had to adjust to having an employee who tested positive from a time where she wasn't here, and how we handled that with our staff and everybody being tested. We've had the entire restaurant fogged with a chemical that's been approved by the CDC, the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, and the EPA, that's effective against COVID-SARS-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. We've had that done twice. Just about everything in the restaurant has changed. I really can't think of anything other than the food. Again, the manner in which we serve people, the manner in which we approach people, our expectations of those people and expectations of our staff, having to work with a different budget because of the impact on our revenue. I can probably go on, but I think you get the idea from what I'm saying.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of changes.
Was
it hard for you to enact these changes for, like, both the staff and customers?
This has been the most challenging time. I've been in the restaurant business for 32 years, and this has been the most challenging time that we've ever encountered, both financially, logistically, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So, what do you think the most challenging change has been? Like, if you had to pick one thing?
If I had to pick one thing, I would say trying to keep the staff on point of doing what they need to do, and at the same time not trying to be so discouraging that work becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm. So have you noticed any, like, changes in the clientele? Has anybody, like, changed, or has it been the same kind of people to come in?
I don't think that there's been as many changes in the clientele as there are with clientele that we don't see anymore, that either gets food delivered or taken out or doesn't come anymore. There are some people who come, you know, just as much or almost as much as they did before, but there's a very large segment of our business that has not returned.
Mm-hmm. So do you think there's anything good that came out of these changes that you want to keep, or has it all just been like, you don't want to keep
it? I think that there are some changes that we've done that actually do work pretty well. I know that we use tablecloths now as a sanitary measure, but it seems to work out well. Even though it's a substantial cost, it seems to work out well for our usage here, and I think with our client satisfaction. I would say that, you know, just working under adversity, you just, like, if you had said to me 10 months ago that I was going to spend the next year to year and a half with a completely changed business where we have less seats and where we have less ability to do some of the things we were before, interacting with our clients and a lot of other things, I would have said that that I can't imagine that we would be able to do that successfully. But I think that what we've seen is that you do what you need to do and you make the best of it.
Cool, man. Last question. With winter looming and COVID cases rising, do you think we'll have to make any more changes, or do you think it'll stay the same?
I think that there's still going to be many changes to come. Even though the vaccine is supposed to be start given today, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And although I do think that, come the spring or summer, business will return to relatively normal. I think that in the meantime, especially with the spike of cases that we're having and the continued spike that we're anticipating because of the holidays and people's reluctance to not spend the holidays with their family, I think that there are going to be lots more changes, including possibly, closing the restaurant to indoor diners again. I think that we are far from the end of this. There does seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's unlikely that there won't be significant and challenges and changes that continue to take effect.
Well, thank you so much for being on today.
My pleasure, Emily.